Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schutz for Rabbi Moroni Moroz Shichlu, Nishmas, Maris Esther, Vas Rib Shmuel, Chayo 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 Feg, Vas Michal Yotis Basia. And we are going to be learning in Mirtz Hashem. It's the Rambam's Yurtzeit coming up, Chav Teves. So it is a pleasure to learn the Rambam's very unique Sefer Mar Nevuchim. Besides all of our many, many, many shiurim and Mishnah Torah, which are just amazing, Baruch Hashem, B'siyat Shmai, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so sweet. And we're in Perek Chavav, and we have also the Amar Nevuchim HaMavor in front of us. We have two editions. We have the classical translation, and then the translation by Professor Schwartz, Professor Michael Schwartz, Zichrono Levracha, which is put into Hebrew, which is a lot more modern. We know what the rabbis say. Hakolelet et kol sugei ha-perushim ha-kshurim b'tchum zeh. Dehainu ma she'amru divra Torah kelashon b'nei Adam. That the Torah speaks in the language of man. I have this in the Gemara in numerous places. Divra Torah, the language of the Torah, is the language of man, the way people speak. Mashmut ha-davar she'kol ma she'bnei Adam kulam misugalim lehavino. And what this means is that anything that people are able to understand and picture, b'machshava rishona, hu asher yuchas kehechrechi lekel yit'ale. What people will think at first blush, at first glance, that is the way the Torah speaks. The way people would think about Hashem at first glance. And that's why, at first glance, so people, certainly in the old days, would view God as having a body. So the Torah relates to Hashem as if he has a body. Not that Hashem exists, not that Hashem really has a body. But people relate to someone who exists as someone with a body. So the Torah talks about Hashem as having a body. For them, for the masses, what doesn't have a body doesn't exist. If it's not physical, it doesn't exist. That's the problem that people have with Ruchnius. They think Ruchnius isn't real. They don't see it. So if you don't see it, how can it exist, right? So therefore the Torah says, okay, Hashem has a body, and then people say, oh, then Hashem must really exist. But of course, in fact, he doesn't have a body, as the Rambam worked hard to disabuse people of that notion. And also we talk about shleimus. Anything that by us is shleimus is going to be related to Hashem to show that Hashem is perfect and he has no chisronos, he lacks nothing. And whatever people perceive as lacking is not going to be related to Hashem. When do we relate somebody as lacking? Well, when they eat and drink, why is a person eating and drinking? Because they're lacking, sleeping, lacking. So therefore, God has no eating and drinking and sleeping and illness, because that's a chisaron. And therefore, the Torah doesn't relate to Hashem in those words. But whatever the masses see as shleimus, as perfection, that is the way God is described. Even though these are, when we talk about shleimus, and even though Hashem is described with this shleimus, what we think is shleimus When it relates to Hashem, it's chisaron. It's not shleimus. In other words, if you say about Hashem that he is a quality that he, for a human being, you would say is amazing, for Hashem it's a chisaron. Anything you say about a human being, he's really smart, he's really funny, he's really great, he's really powerful, he's really, anything you say about God is a chisaron, because Hashem is far more than anything you can imagine. But Hashem still has to be described in you with human qualities, because otherwise people would think that Hashem has a chisaron. You see from here a tremendous yisod, and that is that there are numerous types of truths. There's absolute truth, and then there's relative truth. Absolute truth is that Hashem has no body. And you people would say the Torah is absolute truth. Of course the Torah is absolute truth. But the Torah doesn't speak in the words of absolute truth. The language, the formulations used by the Torah are not absolute, because absolute truth is that Hashem has no body. But then there's a relative truth, meaning that it's true in relationship to the way human beings perceive things. So when we ascribe qualities to Hashem, and people say, oh, Hashem must be really awesome, he must be really amazing. So in relationship to people, so that's great, that's true. Hashem is the smartest of all. He's smarter than anybody else. Oh man, is he smart. 7 billion brains, put them all together, and Hashem is smarter than all of them put together. And he's following all 7 billion, all 8 billion people now. He's following every single thought in every person's mind. So a person thinks, they say 50,000 thoughts a day, let's say, and they're close to 8 billion people. So you multiply 8 billion by 50,000. And Hashem is watching all that at the same time. So it's pretty good, right? Besides everything else he's doing, right? Also, he's watching their actions, and past, present, and future, all in front of him now. So all the thoughts that have ever been, ever will be, and are right now, and every action that ever was, is, and will be, is all right now. Now, how do you imagine, right? So Hashem is really amazing. So as far as human beings are concerned, this is tremendous, tremendous. So that's the Torah speaks in that language, telling you the greatness of Hashem. But when one speaks in terms of the pure, unadulterated truth, the objective truth, we'll call it. So it's really, that's not the objective truth, because the objective truth is that Hashem is beyond everything. The only thing is the Torah can't speak that way, because then nobody would know what to do with that. Nobody would know what to do with Hashem they can't relate to. So the Torah uses terms that we can relate to. That's the Rambam. Ata yodea shatnua hi mishlemut ba'al ha'chayim. והכרחית לו לשם השגת שלמותו, כשם שבעל חיים זקוק למאכל ומשקה, כפיצוי על מה שהתפרק, כן הוא, זקוק לתנועה כדי לפנות אל מה שמתאים לו, ולברוח ממה שמנוגד לו. ואין הבדל אם מייחסים לכל אכילה ושתייה ומייחסים לו תנועה, אבל הפיל לשון בני אדם, כלומר, הדמיון ההמוני, האכילה ושתיהם חסרונות ביניהם כשהם מוסבים על הכל, והתנועה אינה חסרון לגביו, אף כי הזקיקות מחייבת אותו. So we talk about an animal, part of the shleimus of an animal is that he has to move. Just like a baal chai has to eat and drink, because the body is constantly being mitparek, it's coming apart, so he needs to refuel, so to speak. He also needs to move in order to get what he needs and run away from what's bad for him. So, as far as Hashem is concerned, if you tell him that he needs to eat and drink, if you say Hashem eats and drinks, that's a chisaron. If you say that Hashem moves, it's also a chisaron. What does Hashem have to move for? You're giving Hashem a tchuna gufanit. You're giving Hashem a chisaron. Why is one giving Hashem a chisaron? Lo, lo, lo. However, al piloshen bnei adam, based on the way people speak, based on human perception, tnuwa is not a chisaron. The fact that someone moves is not a chisaron. Hashem is described as moving. Hashem came when it comes to eating and drinking, that's seen as a chisaron. So again, the Torah speaks, the Torah relates to human beings. Dibra Torah kaloshen bnei adam. Ach uchach bo hochacha moftit. Ki kol na. וללא ספק בעל גודל הניתן לחלוקה. ועוד יוכח, בוכחה מופתית, שהכרת עלינו בעל גודל. In order to move, you have to have a size. And Hashem doesn't have a size. That can be broken up, he says here, from Aristotle. Kol ha-mishtaneh chayav liot nitan l'chaluk. Anything that changes, you have to be able to split it up, to break it up. So any mitno'ea, bal geshem or bal godel, mitchalek, hanitan l'chaluka. So it has to be able to, either physically or intellectually, you have to be able to break it down. It has to have some sort of form of something. And Hashem doesn't, and therefore he doesn't really move. And Hashem doesn't really rest. Because somebody rests when they normally move. לכן בכל אותם השמות המצביעים על כל מיני התנועות של בעלי חיים, מתואר הקל מן הבחינה שאמרנו, שהם שמייחסים לא חיים. זאת מכיוון שהתנועה היא מקראת סמוד לבעלי חיים. ואין ספק שעם ביטול הגשמות, מתבטל כל זאת, כלומר ירד, עלה, הלך, ניצב, עמד, סיבב, ישב, שכן, עצה, בא, ועבר, חוק יעצה בו. So the moment you're מבטל השם's גשמוס, there's no yurida, there's no aliyah, there's no going, there's no standing, there's no going around, there's no sitting, there's no dwelling. Again, we're so used to these terms. We think, oh, of course, Hashem dwells here. No, no, no. Hashem is sitting here. Hashem isn't sitting. Hashem isn't standing. But that's the way people relate to it. And therefore, that's the way the Torah speaks. So know that it's not true. Hashem doesn't have a body, and therefore all of these pu'ulos cannot be related to Hashem. But Dibra Torah Kol Hashem Bnei Adam. Miyutar Yeh La'arich B'inyan Zeh Ilei Hiskina Lo Dat Ha'amon V'chein Min Ha'ra'ui La'afhir Zot La'elu Ha'matilim Al Atzmam L'shof Al Ha'shlemut Ha'anushit U'la'asir B'mat Ha'rchava Kfi Sh'asinu Et Dimyonot Ha'shav Eileh She'kadmu U'ba'u Migil Yalut. So therefore, I wouldn't have to be ma'arich in this if not for the fact that so many people... So many people believe this. They're used to the fact that Hashem has a body. So, I have to disabuse them of this notion. And that's why I wrote this. And Amir Tashem, we will believe Neder continue. Amazing. Okay, Dibra Torah Kol Hashem Bnei Adam. Very big yisod in our emuna. Hashem ain lo guf. V'lo yasigeo masigei haguf. Ain lo shim dimyon klal. Awesome. Great. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.